Farley lined up for his first shot. Capturing the action at 20 times slower than normal speed. An interesting shot, but not what the team were after. So why were there no big waves?
There's no land between here and Kamchatka, 3,000 miles away. And it's funny that the waves that arrive here start off around Japan, around the east coast of Russia. And when a storm hits these places, it whips up the sea, generating swell. And it's rather like throwing a pebble into a pool. The ripples radiate outwards, which, when they reach land, make waves.
So if the size of these waves was anything to go by, Japan and Russia were having some unusually mild winter weather. And that was more than you could say for Pompeii. And there were still no big waves. The only good news was that the housing was still working and remained watertight, despite being soundly tested both below and above the water. And then when the team thought things couldn't get any worse...
If the conditions got any calmer here, we'd probably have small boys out sailing their toy boat out on this mill pond. I mean, we came for 12-foot barreling waves and we got, what, a sort of gentle riffle at the moment.